And here is our regular segment on science and technology on Rai Argentina to the World. Last week, one of the government's highest awards and distinctions was presented at Casa Rosada here in Buenos Aires. I'm talking about the National Research Award 2018 that was won by physicist Conrado Varotto, who's been recognized for his work in favor of the development of space and nuclear research in this country. The distinction we're talking about highlights Argentine scientists that have contributed throughout their years to the production of new knowledge, to the development of innovations with social and economic impact, and to the promotion of knowledge transfer, as well as the training of human resources. Dr. Conrado Varotto, who was chosen as the National Researcher of Argentina for the year 2018, was the founder of INVAP. INVAP started in 1976 and became the Argentine Center of National and International Reference in Technology Transfer Activities. From this organization, he has promoted projects in the nuclear and satellite areas, topics related to electronics, development of materials. Has been also an executive director of the National Commission for Space Activities, Argentina's space agency CONAE, for about 20 years. I was once asked what science gave me, Varotto told reporters. It gave me the opportunity to do things that I believe are useful. To serve the country I love, to get a lot of kids excited about science, and to find and discover wonderful people and make fantastic friends. I don't see what can be impossible, because in order to do great things and to make them possible, that seems crazy, but you don't have to be afraid to do crazy stuff. The SACB, more than a scientific satellite as it was like a statement saying something like, Argentina can do this, and there are no doubts about it. Varotto was born in Italy in 1941 and arrived in Argentina when he was 10. His parents were looking for a land far away from wars where their children could study. At the Balseiro Nuclear Institute of Argentina, he graduated and earned a PhD in physics, and later he continued studies in Stanford with a CONICET scholarship. In other science news, Argentine scientists developed bones with 3D printers, which are naturally absorbed by the body. Sick bone tissues that were weakened by disease or as a result of an accident can be rebuilt with a 3D printer. And this prosthesis can be then reabsorbed in a natural way until the body itself regenerates that piece. And this means no metal grafts. This is part of a project that was recently presented by 5 Argentine scientists that are part of CONICET, who competed in the 100K LATAM competition that was recently organized by the IDBA Technology Institute of BA and the world famous MIT. Engineer and nanoparticle specialist Leandro Monsalve said that after 10 years of basic research, they were able to develop the system, the end result of which is the generation of a biodegradable scaffold that makes the damaged bone piece regenerate naturally. Using 3D printers has multiple applications in the area of health, but their use to build a scaffold can be accepted and reabsorbed in a natural way, and that in turn regenerates the missing bone piece, is unique in Argentina and in the world. Only a Belgian company does this, but they use other elements, Monsalve pointed out. For his part, Marcelo Vázquez, who's also a member of this research team, said that the most common application for this project is for victims of car crashes or traffic accidents, because that's when the bone suffers a breakage, and instead of fixing it with a metal piece, the scaffold is placed in the damaged place as a prosthesis, and then, after a time, the organism can regenerate the tissue. Scientists indicated that with this system, recovery times can be reduced at a much lower cost and without subsequent interventions, something that is seen mostly in children who otherwise have to go to medical checkups to verify the condition of the grafted metal piece. According to official statistics, half of women over the age of 50 will have a fracture of the hip, wrist, or spine at some point in their lives, while in men, the percentage is 1 in 5. In Argentina, where there is an annual average of 34,000 hip fractures in people over 50 years of age, that is 90 per day, with an approximate ratio of 3 women for every man. We are sharing our regular report on science and technology on RAE Argentina to the World, which is produced by Silvana Avellaneda. And the next story is about the fact that an older person is twice as likely to have a late diagnosis of HIV. Older people are twice as likely to have a late diagnosis because even though they may have gone through the health system at some point in their lives, neither they nor health professionals consider the risk of having the virus at a later age, at an advanced age. And this has been assured by experts on the occasion of World AIDS Day, which was commemorated this past Sunday. According to the latest HIV bulletin, 36% of diagnoses are made when the person already has a clinical event or when they have low defenses. The bulletin published that the rate of men living with the virus from 55 to 64 years of age is 11%, that's 11 in 100,000 inhabitants, while in men over 65 it drops to 3%. In the case of women, the rate for the 55 to 64 age group is 4.3 every 100,000 inhabitants, and for those over 65, it is 0.5%. The increase in the population over 55 years of age with HIV is related to two issues, says Pedro Can, scientific director of Huésped Foundation. On the one hand, we have patients who became infected when they were 35, and today they are 60. And on the other hand, the sexual life of older people has extended over the past 20 years. In relation to new infections, Kahn described that older people do not feel at risk and often do not take care of themselves when having sexual intercourse. If they feel bad, they do not think they may have been infected with HIV, and if they go to the doctor, they will look for any other explanation before thinking about the virus. Jaguarete suffers its most extreme retraction, and there are only 250 individuals left, experts are saying. Environmental group Greenpeace has denounced that in the country, the habitat area of this animal, typical of northeastern Argentina and southwestern Brazil, has drastically reduced to 5% of what was their original habitat. On International Jaguarete Day, that was marked last Friday, environmentalists denounced that in Argentina there are only 250 specimens left. The situation is particularly dramatic in the area known as Gran Chaco, where fewer than 20 specimens remain. And finally, Paraguay prepares for one of the worst dengue epidemics of the decade. The record of some 350 suspected weekly cases is feared off, health officials have announced earlier last week. Despite the fact that throughout 2019, Paraguay only reported 9,600 cases of people infected, the public health ministry of that country warned that in the coming months, there could be an epidemic with the onset of the summer rainy season. Andrea Ojeda, surveillance director, said in a statement of the Paraguay's Ministry of Public Health that the highest percentage of such cases happen in districts of the central department, the most inhabited one, and also in some neighborhoods of the capital, Asunción. And this is how we end this week's edition of our report on science and technology on Rai Argentina to the world. We are also signing off today's show, Rai Argentina to the world in English, coming to you from Buenos Aires via WRMI 9395 kHz, Tuesdays through Saturdays at 2 a.m. and also via internet on rai.com.ar. Guillermo Vega has operated the program. I am Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Hasta mañana.